the rest. Alrighty, well, before we get started, let's just, for a few brief moments, let's just try to get into the presence of God just for a second. I feel like this is something that I need to do. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you today for your goodness. Lord Jesus, we thank you specifically for what you're going to do here today, Lord. God, I thank you for all that you have brought us through, Lord. I thank you for all that you are cultivating within us, Jesus. Lord, I pray right now for each individual person in this place, Lord. You know the things that they have brought with them, Lord, the circumstances and the problems, Lord. I pray right now, God, that you would enable us to be able to lay everything else aside to focus on you, Lord Jesus. God, we praise you and thank you for what you have planned, Lord. You are mighty and holy, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Jesus' name. Well, it is good to be here today. I am excited about what God's doing in this year, 2014. I don't know what God's going to do, but I am excited about it. Amen. Well, what I titled this today is Taking Action. We as Christians oftentimes we'll talk about loving God and loving people, the principal thing, the great commandment, loving God and loving people. And we'll go to work and we will do these things. We will show love. We will talk. We will say kind things and be friendly. But we can't, and part of what I'm going to get to today is just love them with words. It always is going to fall short if we just put on this look. Many of us will spend years perfecting our appearance as a Christian. And some of us look pretty good. And some of us look pretty believable. And are pretty nice. And no one will know what really goes on in our life. The kinds of fruits that we are producing. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to just look like a Christian. I don't want to just act like a Christian. I want to produce something. And there is a reason that we are here today. There's a reason for the body. There's a reason for the church. And I know that in this year, 2014, we can always talk about, well, we're planning to do our New Year's resolution. We're going to do this, this, and that. But I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore, because oftentimes, if you're anything like me, I will find myself talking about it and never doing anything about it. I'll be planning and planning, but I'll just, that's it. I'm planning to do things, but it will never quite live up to it. There's always, well, we're going to do this. It's going to be great. We're going to have revival, but we're always planning on doing things, and we don't follow through. Most of us will, we might get up in the morning and pray and feel the presence of God and go to work and have a good attitude and be friendly and all that. And we'll meet people, we'll run into people, we'll say nice things, and then we'll go home, and that's it. We'll go through this motion all the time, and we'll be very shallow and very skin deep, but we don't quite meet that need. And a lot of times, we're more concerned about keeping our own salvation rather than worrying about other people's salvation. Amen. If you're anything like me, when you go to work and stuff like that, a lot of times we can just keep this selfish mentality where we'll go along all throughout the day and we'll think about how we're going to stay saved and get repenting, and we're not even worrying about, and we're not even thinking really about other people. We're being friendly, we're being nice maybe, but we won't do anything else. We'll keep it there at very shallow, skin deep. Now remember that Jesus said, go ye therefore into all the world. He also said, and you shall be witnesses. These are actions. Being a Christian is more than just a walk. It's more than just a look. It's taking action. Being a Christian is more than just our appearance. It's more than just what we say to people at church. It's more than just what we say to friends. It's more than what we just post on Facebook or wherever, sending these. You know, being a Christian, we do some things, and I understand, and don't get me wrong, I'm not bashing any of that. These are things that, you know, we need to continue to do. We need to keep that attitude and all these things, but it's more than just shallow. If we are going to make a change, not just in this world, in our church, and all around in this community, it's going to be more. It's going to take more than just putting on the appearance. And I don't, it's sometimes it's difficult. The very thing that I'm saying is going against our nature right now because it's uncomfortable and it's not always happy. It doesn't always feel good. For me, just being nice and coasting along, it might be comfortable, but it's not enough. I know that the comfort zone, sometimes you ever just feel like, oh, you know, you're feeling good right now and everything's going the way you want it and everything's good. Well, that's great, but sometimes we need to be uncomfortable because a lot of times we have to be, in fact, we need to always stay in need of God. We need to be in his need. We need to need him, if that makes sense. And sometimes when we're comfortable, we're just kind of going with the flow. And if we're just going with the flow, a lot of times we're drifting backwards. Does that make sense? So I cannot just be comfortable all the time. Does anyone know what I'm talking about when you go to work or you go any place? And you might be shallow and skin deep, or you might have a plan to do something and you kind of go through with some of it, but you don't really follow through, and you don't really do anything. You don't really talk much about Jesus, and you don't really go you don't produce anything. I'll talk more about that in a second. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Faith is an essential part of being a Christian, right? Faith is, we need to have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. James 2:19-20 says, "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?" Oh, good. So I could say, well, that's good. You know about God. You're a Christian. You believe in God. That's great. That's great. And that's really important. You need to know that. But the devil also knows that. He believes in one God. He knows these things. He has beliefs. He believes in one God. He probably knows more about the Bible than we do. But see, the difference, he's doing something about what he believes in. He's making action. And so the Bible says that faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. So now I understand that naturally, sometimes it rises up against us. Well, you don't know what I do, and I might say some things, and you don't know what I'm comfortable with. And that's true, and I'm by no means want to push anybody too hard. But at the same time, I want us to be aware of what the Bible says about our works and doing things for the kingdom of God. When we do act on these things for God's kingdom, one of the core principles is that we're giving of ourselves. When we do things and we act on these things, we do works, we're actually giving of ourselves. Matthew 10:39 says, you know, he that finds his life shall lose it. There's a principle here. It's about giving, right? The Bible talks a lot about it. Jesus came and he was a servant. He gave. And so a lot of times in this kingdom, in this church, in this body, and in this world, we give of ourselves. This is a principle that the world really does not act upon, and this generation is really falling short, and they don't know anything about that. But the Bible teaches these principles. It's about giving of yourself. And God knows how we're wired. If we had to break this down, when people give, you could scientifically look at it, that there is a chemical reaction that makes us feel good. I don't know if you've ever heard that, but when we give, truly give, not because we have to, but because we want to, there is a chemical reaction. There is something that takes place in us that makes us feel good. God knows how we're wired. When we feel good, we want to keep doing what we're doing. We want to stay involved in doing that. We feel like we're a part of something. We're doing something. It keeps us moving forward. God knows that that's how we're wired, and it's cool because scientifically you can see that giving is something that people actually feel good doing. I mean, like the same kind of level as being high on drugs and stuff like that. It's science. But God knows how we're wired. When we are giving of our time and our energy to God's kingdom, we naturally want to keep things going. We want to keep doing things for the kingdom of God. When we start giving and we start being involved in God's kingdom and we see a need, we feel a need, we go there, we do a part of it, there's something about it. It creates a momentum within us. Because we're actually producing something and giving of our time, it feels good to give of your time. It feels good to be a part of something. And you know what? A lot of times when we're involved, you actually start something like that snowball effect. You're around other people. You go out there and you're putting some action into your faith. You're putting some works into what you believe in. And you know what? You really start to believe that what you're doing is real. You start to believe that, you know what, this isn't just a thing that I talk about doing, I'm actually acting on it. And you know what, this is something that's required of us. This is, faith without works is dead. Did you know that in the body, if it's not working, or if there's the members inside of our body are dead, then we're not completely healthy. Our immune system might be weak. We're losing out on something. We need these members. We need the functioning of the whole body so that we can produce, so that we can keep going forward, so that the body is healthy and strong, so that we can go out there and continue with the days and our lives. We need our body to work. And there's something about it when the Bible says that faith without works is dead. Being somebody who is born again, being somebody who loves God, and it doesn't just end with that. And it's not even, if you looked at it and just saw it from the simple fact that when you are a part of something, it keeps you going. When you are invested and you are a member of some kind of helps or works or ministry or something, it just naturally, other than the fact that the Bible says it, it is something that it just naturally makes sense. You know what, our minds naturally, we want to do what feels good. We as Christians want the benefits, the rewards, we as humans. And we don't want to do anything about it. We just want the stuff. But you know what is the easiest thing in the world to do? And I mentioned it before, but sinning is the easiest thing to do. It just requires nothing. You just do it. And that's a lot of time that mentality, that natural sense of our flesh, we just want what feels good, and we don't want to do anything about it. We just want it. Well, it's funny how the kingdom of God works, and it's all in his principles and all in his work, but there's something about giving that it doesn't just fulfill a temporary feeling. It's not just that temporary high of, there's something more that goes on here. God knows how we're wired. When we actively start getting involved in our church and in our body and in this world and in this kingdom, and we're not just saying we're a representative of God, we are actually doing something about it, it changes things. It fills that gap in our soul, in our purpose, in our sense of who we are that keeps us going. It's more than just that quick fix, feel good. It's not just coming to church and hearing the preaching and going home and I'm a part of it. That's why so many people are never fulfilled. They're not doing anything about it. That's not what faith is. Faith is not, if it is not going forward and if there's not action in it, it is dead faith. You don't, if you believe it, do something about it. Because you read about it. Everything, if you believe in something truly, then, in other principles, let's look at other things in life. If you believe in something, you're a part of this, then you do something about it. But it's funny how naturally we tend to not want to. We go against that. We say, how come I'm not getting all my blessings, and how come I'm not doing all these things, and how come I don't feel like I'm a part of something, but we don't do anything about what we believe in. And yet, we have the whole church, and 20% of the church is doing everything, while the 80% is not. And this is not me actually pinpointing any kind of problem. I'm just saying, this is how it is in most churches a lot of times. The thing that's going to make the difference is us realizing that we have something, that we are a part of something, that we as a Christian are not just, it's not supposed to just be shallow. It's not just believe, go home, feel good. Because what really matters and what really feels good is when we actually believe it and do something about it. Man, I tell you what, there's nothing that changed my life is when I started getting involved. There was a momentum that got built up that I didn't want to stop because you know what? I was a part of something. You know why I'm a part of something? Look what I've been doing. Look what I've been investing in. Look what I've been spending my time with. And you know that you're doing, you're going, and other people can see that. You know that. It's biblical. It makes sense. We like to show up when there's food or there's some kind of special going on where it doesn't require praying very much. We like to come when there's a prophet or when there's a healing service. We want to feel good. We want that quick fix. We want to feed our carnality. But a lot of times we don't think about what matters most. It's not what we can get when we come to church. It's what we can give. It's not what we can get when we go home and do these things. And it's, you know, from our church. It's what we can give to this world. What we can, how we can impact. Because then you will start to feel like a Christian. You will start to feel like God has a purpose in your life. Like you have a purpose, that you're doing something and that you are not just wasting your time. You're going to start feeling like there's more to life. That this isn't just a thing you see about and read about, but you are a part of this ancient word that's been around and been spoken of for thousands of years, how people have given their lives and died for it. I remember there was a time in my life when, before I really was getting involved in church, and I would look around and I would see people crying and dancing and shouting and all this stuff, and I'm like, why don't I feel like that? And I'm sitting there, I was raised in this church, why am I not feeling like that? And I remember thinking, but I know, looking back, that I wasn't involved in anything. I showed up because I had to be there, and then I left, and I didn't really think much about it. And I would go there, and I'd see people, all this joy, and I'm, what am I doing wrong? But really, it was, I wasn't doing anything. The book of Acts was written about men and women who carried out the Acts in history, this history of the Christian church. Notice the name of the book was the Acts of the Apostles. They made the church happen. They obeyed God, and then they did something about it, this Acts. Now, of course, I'm not saying that we all have to go out. You don't have to be. I'm not saying that you're all evangelists and you're all preachers and all that, but they did something about it. They went out, and everybody was involved in something. They died for this. Church wasn't just a getaway for them. It was their life. My job is, and then I'm a Christian. It wasn't that I'm a human being, I'm a citizen of the United States, and then I'm a Christian. No, it's I'm a child of God every day, putting on the mind of Christ. I love him. I'm going to do his will today. I believe this thing. I believe this word. This is not my extracurricular activity. This isn't my hobby. I believe that this is my life. And then the other stuff starts making sense. And then you actually find purpose in your job. You find it. You get a sense of who you are. When you know who you are, it changes things. They believed what the word said, and they acted on it. So this year, is this year going to be the year we talked about what we're planning to do for our church? Is this the year that we're going to talk about all the good things and we're going to have all these great plans? Or is this the year that we are going to be the church and do something with God for his people? Is this the year that we're going to do something with God, and we're being the church, and we're going to do it for his people? Anyone can say, I'm a Christian. But James 2:18 says, I will show you my faith by my works. You'll be known by what you do. We all like to say some things, but really, I mean, anyone can say that they're a part of something. But if I've never seen you do anything, or let's just say I don't know you, and I've never seen you do anything, do I know that you're a Christian? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that this is just working your way into salvation. No, this is for the person who has been born again and who is and a part of this church and a member and doing something for God. I'm talking to every person in this place who believes in this word. If I am going to look at you, and if the world is going to look at you, they're going to know naturally. I mean, look at any other job or any other thing. You're going to know them by what they do, right? You go out and you know what kind of person they are by what they invest in, what they talk about, what they do, how they treat you, all these things. You know about them. Same thing with a Christian. You know, I feel like so many times we're undercover. We're undercover Christian spies. We go out there, we do what we kind of live how we want, but yeah, I go to church. So, yeah. Oh, he's a good person. He goes to church. But other than that, I don't know. You know, I didn't know that because it was kind of just, he never really talked about it, never really did anything about it, never really said much. In fact, he laughed at all our dirty jokes and went out there and even had some of his own. You know, it's, what are you doing about it? This will change the world. It'll change your world. It'll change this church. It'll change this city, this county. When we realize the purpose and the power that we have, if we want to have a live church, then we have to be alive. A lot of times we'll be dead. We'll come to church and we'll have dead church. I mean, we're not producing anything. If we're not producing anything, our faith is dead. I mean, we really believe it now. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, it's according to the scripture, if we're not doing anything about it, then by that definition, our faith is dead. Maybe we have had some seriously good intentions to start doing more for God's kingdom. Or you could say, maybe when I get a different job and I won't be so busy, I'll probably start, I'll have more time to get involved in ministry. Maybe I'll start giving more Bible studies. But when I get another job, so I'm just going to keep hoping and praying. And I have, that's a good excuse, you know, and I'm going to keep doing that. Maybe you'll say, I'll start talking to people more when I know a little bit more about the Bible. You know, I'll probably get more involved when I start this whole Bible study we're going to read through this year. This is what we're planning. We're going to read through the whole Bible this year. And so maybe by next year, I'll probably start talking to people. That's never going to work, by the way. If we keep putting it off and saying that we're going to do it, you know how you work. You know how other people work. We cannot plan always to do. We need to start realizing the importance of who we are right now and how you work. And that without works, and if we don't start acting on it, we are going to fall short every time, and we're going to miss the mark, and we're going to miss what God is trying to do in our lives. Maybe you've wanted to start helping with a setup crew. Don't wait. It'll never be convenient, by the way. It's never really going to be that convenient. Maybe you've wanted to start talking to your coworkers about Jesus. Don't wait. It'll always be kind of awkward and convenient, maybe. But they still need you. They still need to know. Maybe you've wanted to get involved in the food pantry, the Bible quizzing, Boy Scouts, Bible studies, homeless ministry, prayer ministry, men's and ladies ministry, outreach, etc. The list goes on. There's a whole bunch of different things. There's a whole lot of areas we could help. There's a whole lot of avenues to reach. And not just help the church, but to also get involved in touching this world and reaching out and being the hands and feet. Don't wait for it. It probably won't be convenient. I mean, how many of you enjoy just running out in front of people or when you come up to the altar and start crying? How many of you enjoy when people are staring at you? No, probably not, right? It's not usually the most fun when you're out there breaking through some things and crying, but you know what? It's worth it, right? Do you know what happens when you do that? Your life changes. You realize that, you know what? What I'm doing is worth more and is more important than what people and how I might feel in this moment. I have to do some things. I have to do something for God. I have to do something for His people. I have to get involved. I have to go out there. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit awkward and it might feel a little bit weird, but it is absolutely worth it. It is absolutely worth it because you no longer can say that I haven't been doing things. But you know what? I cannot say that enough. When I am actually, I might not have been able to read as much throughout a week or pray as much as I wanted to. But if somebody really needs something and I go there and I help and I tell them about Jesus or I go and I get involved and I really do something about who, you know, what I believe in, it really does something. Now, I'm not saying that that's a substitute that you need to, you know, okay, don't pray as much and read as much. Go out there and help people. That's not what I'm saying. But when you actually put your faith in action, you build this momentum. You know something. God knows. People know. You move along. You feel like you're involved in the work of God, and it keeps you going. We need to do these things. We must keep our hope, our attitude, our godliness, and stop planning to do things for God and actually start doing things for his kingdom. Matthew 6:34 says, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." If you're planning on tomorrow, because tomorrow seems like it might be easier, you might have more information or whatever, don't, because tomorrow's got enough evil for itself. You got enough difficulties confronted. There's some things that are going to happen tomorrow that you weren't really aware of. There's some things that you weren't quite ready for tomorrow. It hasn't happened yet. So the best thing that I could say to do in your life and in your walk with God is to do something now, to act on it. I'm not telling you guys, you know, you got to go out there and fake it and you don't really want to, but now you feel guilty. But if I understood this more, I guarantee you that I would feel something different. If we understood what God wants of us, we wouldn't just come to church and just expect to be fed so often. The mentality of this our church in the kingdom would not be the same as it's been. We won't just come and expect and wait for things to happen, but we'll actually realize that if things are going to happen, it's going to happen because we did something about it. We're going to go out there and we're going to realize that if revival is supposed to come, then it's going to have to happen because I'm doing something about it. Churches don't fill up themselves by themselves. People have to tell people. Ministries don't just happen without people. They need to be, they're full of people who are doing things about it. So in order to be a part of this church, in order to see the kingdom on earth, we need to actually realize how important you are, how important we are, and do something about it. How important it is for our faith to do something about it. Now, I know for a lot of us, it might kind of be heavy because, great, now I got to go do something. Now everybody's thinking I don't do anything. That's not my intention, but I want you to realize, because I tell you what, this was one of the best things that happened to me and is happening to me. Because there's no one else like you, of course. You've heard that. There's no one else like you. Maybe there's some things that you've been through that you can help others with. Maybe some bad circumstances have happened in your life, but you can actually use that. Maybe you have a burden to do something. Maybe there is something that's been laid on your heart to do, but you haven't acted on it because maybe you don't feel like you're not ready for it, or you're a little scared or intimidated what it might look like. You know what? Anything worth doing, a lot of times isn't easy. A lot of times it's not easy. And it might be difficult just getting past the fear in the beginning, but it is absolutely worth it. When I first received the gift of the Holy Ghost, it was a little bit, for me, having to stop worrying about what other people might think or look at me and trying to get past myself. But when I was able to let my guard down and just let myself go and get into the presence of God, something happened. The best thing that ever happened to me happened. And the same things, when we can just stop being held back by our fear or our worry and keep planning to do things, maybe later on, if we could just put that all aside and say, God, I love you today. I'm going to do something about it today. I'm going to stop planning, and I'm going to start doing it. Listen, one step at a time. I'm not telling you to go give up everything today and go home and do this. Start acting on it, little thing at a time. Maybe a small need. Fill in a small need. If there's something that has to that requires help or whatever, go out and do something about it. Make yourself known. Get involved. Would you pray with me for just a few moments? Lord Jesus, God, you know where I'm at today. Lord, you know the burdens in my heart. God, you've put them there. You know the things that are bothering me and the things that might be keeping me from where I need to be with you, Lord. But Jesus, I need you right now, Lord. And I pray against everything that might be holding me back, Lord, from being a part of your kingdom, Lord, from acting on this faith that I believe in, Lord, that you have shown me, Lord. I pray right now against everything that might hold me back. Help me to see the necessity of being a part of this kingdom, Lord. Help me to see what it is that you want me to do, Lord. God, I pray that every person in this room would be able to see and hear and know what it is that you have planned for them, Lord. To be able to lay things aside and to be able to act on what it is that you are wanting them to do, Lord. I pray that you would open up their understanding, give them strength, Lord. I pray that you would make a way out of no way, and I thank you for your goodness. I pray that in Jesus' name, Don't wait. Don't wait for tomorrow. We're going to see great things this year. We're going to see some things this year that maybe we've not seen this year. I mean, ever. And it's going to start because, and it's going to happen because you are going to do something about it. It's going to happen. It's going to be even better because of the fact that you did something about it. Some people in this room are going to be able to break past some of their insecurities and fears and get involved in something. And you're going to see some fruit being produced that you never thought possible because of what God has laid in your heart, because what he said that you could do. We're going to see some things happen in this church and in your lives because of what we're going to do. Amen? All right, in Jesus' name. You know what? You're dismissed. I'm done early. You can come and pray. That's all I have. God is good. Greet somebody, shake someone's hand, give someone a hug, go move something for someone. Amen.